Crystal River Elementary 4th grade students and Ms. Hamilton and Mrs. McMichael's reading group wrote this I Believe essays because we want the public to hear our opinions.
Most people have felt the feeling of anger and some people can't control it, like me. This leads me to my belief. I believe you should not overreact. One day, as we pulled into my driveway coming home from school, I heard my mom's car engine shut down, and my brother and dad were already home. I rushed in and slammed the door on my little brother excitedly. Slam! I saw my little brother's head poke through the door. "Hey," he said. I couldn't wait to get to my room, so I rushed through the door and banged it open. I looked behind the door and saw a little hole I had made with the doorknob. "Oops," I said as I rushed in to play with my new Lego set. I saw pieces all under my bed, all over the floor, and some even in my dresser drawers. It was all broken. Infuriated, I ran out of my room and slipped on some puddles my dog had made with his water bowl. "My day was already going so bad," I said in an angry voice. I looked all around for my little brother. I already know that he had broken it. I asked him why he did it, and he said, "It wasn't my fault." I felt anger rushing into my stomach and shouted, "You stupid little baby dumb idiot." In his cute little voice, he said, "I'm sorry." "I don't care if you're sorry, you stupid little baby," he cried, running off into his room. I just went back into my room and looked at the Lego set. My mom, hearing the commotion, came in and said, "Hey, what just happened?" I explained the story to her, but I was still kind of mad, so I just stayed in my room. I rolled my head over and felt the soft pillow on my bed. I looked at the broken Lego set and started crying, not because it was broken, because what I had said. "I'm so stupid to say that," I said to myself, crying. I walked into my brother's room and knocked on the door. "What do you want?" he said in a mad little voice. "Hey, buddy, I'm sorry," I said in an empathetic voice. "Do you want to come help me rebuild the Lego set, even though you accidentally destroyed it?" I said, trying not to get angry. "Yeah," he said in a happy voice and jumped on his bed and bounced on it. I said, "Come on, buddy, let's go." For the next half an hour, click, click, click was all you could hear. This is why I think you shouldn't overreact. I overreacted a couple times. One time I got mad at my dog and hit him and realized I hurt him. But this time made me feel really bad, so I'm going to try not to overreact because it makes me feel really bad when I overreact. So this is why I believe you should not overreact. I'm not saying everybody has punched down the wall in anger, but I'm not also saying nobody has never felt anger. We all have anger. Instead of taking it out on you or someone else, take it out on someone like your pillow, or just try to relax. Take 10 deep breaths or read a book. Do something that relaxes you. This I believe.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.